What's up, fellas? So I had a patron supporter that said he thought money was the great equalizer. All right, guys, and I commented down below that mindset is the greatest equalizer. Now, what is the mindset? Do y'all guys know what the mindset is? Listen, guys, y'all guys are always going to be controlled by women until you develop the mindset. What is the mindset? The mindset that you do not need women all together. Until y'all guys understand that, women will always kick y'all ass. Until you develop that mindset. How do you develop the mindset? Well, guys, a few ways. You know, a lot of y'all guys got a lot of stuff that I've said done flew over some of y'all heads. I mean, really flew over y'all heads. You know, I made a couple videos and then y'all take them out of context and y'all really didn't grasp what I was saying. A lot of you guys are simply on your purpose because you're trying to use women hypergamy against them. Listen, guys, that's a good byproduct. But getting on your purpose is not about accumulating all these riches so you can use women hypergamy nature against them. That's a good, and that comes from me making that MGTOW video. If it wasn't such a classic, I'll take it down because it has caused a lot of you guys and what I say to fly over y'all head. And a lot of y'all guys simply got on y'all purpose because y'all watched that video where I said you sell them a dream, you dick them down, and you toss them to the side of the road. And that seems to be like the only thing a lot of you guys got from my videos. Purpose, guys, getting on your purpose is about not needing women all together. What do I mean by that? It's Friday, guys. It's 6:25. I'm making it. I don't know when y'all gonna see it, but I'm telling you right now, it's Friday, 6:25 on a Friday. The old me would be gearing up, probably to go to some happy hour to chase ass, of course. Because, that's what I did. And then after that, I'll probably hit a club to chase some more ass. Just in case I miss those asses, I can catch them on the late show. And right now, what I'm about to do, I'm making this video. Well, let's break down the whole day, what I did today. This is Friday, by the way. Woke up, cooked breakfast, went to the gym, came home, cooked lunch, cleaned up real good, cut my hair. I cut my hair on Friday. I know y'all don't give a shit about that, but I did. I do cut my hair on Tuesday and Friday, so I cut my hair. And after that, I wrote a chapter in my book. I ate a salad. Then I started taking my notes to write for this video. And now I'm making this video. After this video, I'm going to upload it, and then I'm going to make my vlog, put my vlog together, all right, for you guys on Saturday. All right. After that, I'm going to eat my salad, jump my little hot ass in the shower. Well, I'm going to jump in the shower first, then eat my salad, then take my ass to bed on a Friday night. You know why? Because I'm tired. Because I've been grinding on my purpose all fucking day. All right, y'all guys understand that? I've been grinding on my purpose. Not once today have I felt like, man, you know, I'm just so lonely and I need friends. Man, I done had a good time just grinding on my purpose. I done had a good time. Not once today did I feel like, oh, I'm so sad and lonely. And guys, that is the point of your purpose. All right. And it's funny because a lot of the shit that I talk about, you can't develop the mindset without purpose. I'm just, all this shit correlates directly with having purpose in life. Why? When a man has too much time on his hands, what does he do? What does it go right to chasing ass? You hanging with your friends. Why? Because we finna go ass chasing. All right, guys. So the point of the thing with money, guys, is a lot of you guys have gone overboard with the amount of money. Guys, you don't need a fucking Mercedes and you don't need a fucking a mansion. But what you can't have is be a fucking bum on your mama couch riding a fucking scooter. Can you still get women like that? Yes, but by and large, the average woman just wants you to be functional as a man. It's not about becoming a millionaire. If you down south and you make 40 grand a year, you good. If you up in New York and you make fucking 80, 90 grand a year, you good. with a large majority of women. Now, would some women still say, guys, you can make $1 million a year, and some women gonna still say that's not enough. So you ain't gonna never satisfy every fucking body. So don't need to worry about it. I'm talking about the average typical woman. If you just make a livable wage, have your shit together, your apartment. I don't live in a fucking Taj Mahal. And this is just an 800 square foot apartment. This ain't, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got a nice car, but it's not like I drive a fucking Ferrari or a fucking Bugatti. You know what I'm saying? So the point being, guys, is you just need to be functional. That's all. It's not about being a multi-millionaire. You just need to be functional. That's it. You don't have to have a six-pack to attract women. You don't. You don't need a six-pack. Just don't be 350 pounds. That's all I'm saying. You don't have to have a six-pack. If you 15% body fat, 15% body fat, you good. You don't got to be 6% body fat to attract women. You just can't be 30% body fat. Can you still attract women at 30%? Hell, you can still attract women at 50%. It's just the fatter you are, the less attractive you're going to be to more women. But you still, it's always going to be some, no matter what. You could be 400 pounds living with your mama, and somewhere is a woman that still will find you attractive. You just lower the volume of women who will find you attractive. That's all. It's always somebody. So the point being, guys, is you're never going to please everybody, no way. All right? But like when I tell you guys about choosing signals. Choosing signals is, do y'all guys honestly think waiting on choosing signals is the best way to attract the most women? Are you fucking kidding me? If you believe that I got a bridge in Brooklyn I want to sell you, man. A guy who plays the number games on a regular basis is always going to get more women than you. It's not about getting the most women. It's about, I don't need women. It's about, man, guys, I done went into the club plenty of times with the mindset that when I walk in there, I already said, even if a bitch choosing me, I don't even want to talk. I don't even want to talk. I go in there with my nose in there. I don't even see them. I don't even want to talk. When y'all see me on those vlogs, when I be going out Saturday night, I don't even try to talk to girls. Don't even try. I'm not there. I don't even want to talk. Choosing signals or not, I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk about nothing. I go into the club sometimes with that mindset that I'm just here to enjoy myself. That's what choosing signals is about. I'm trying to get y'all guys on that. You can't do that without purpose in your life. You can't do it. I'm going to tell you why you can't do that without having purpose in your life. Because you're lonely, you're bored. So when you go out to the clubs, you're trying to goddamn meet women so bad because, man, I'm so lonely and bored. I need to have girls so I can spend time with. Man, my purpose got me dead Monday through Friday. All right, I see my little chick on Wednesday night. We go out and shit like that. But basically, and she come over at 8:30 at night and we go out. Basically, Monday through Friday, I'm dead. Saturday and Sunday, I see my couple of chicks. And then, so you see how I don't have no need of y'all. See how I can see women once a week? Because I have purpose in my life. Purpose ain't about, if me being successful attracts more women, which it probably will, then that's good. That's a good fucking byproduct. Good. All right? Good. But just me being a man that's on his purpose, I can tell you right now, the best thing that I've gotten out of purpose is just not needing women all to fucking gather. It kills that thirst. I'm just telling you right now, guy, it kills that fucking thirst. And you like, sometimes I be in the house and I be like, man, I'd rather be writing this book than just dealing with women. Any of you guys that just want to fuck a whole bunch of women, I'm just telling you, man, you'd be better off getting on your purpose. Even if you fucking women, all they bullshit, all they games, you'd be like, man, you know what? I got two chicks or three chicks, whatever you got in your rotation, I'm good. Like, just dealing with women and all they little manipulation games and shit, sometimes you just feel better working on a book or some shit, man. A lot of you guys think that breaking up with a woman is about raising a woman's interest. When you have purpose in life, it's not about, AMS said this raises her interest. Fuck her interest. Oh, this gonna make her come back and be submissive. She gonna have to suck a whole lot of dick. Fuck that bullshit. But when you got purpose in your life, you know, you started thinking to yourself, you know what? I got this whiny ass bitch getting on my fucking nerves. My life was better before I met her. And you start to think like this. You start to say, you know what? See, when you don't got no purpose in life, what happens is you start to say, you know what? this nagging ass woman is better than being alone because you don't got no purpose in life. So what ends up happening is you end up taking a lot of shit off a fucking woman because you got a fear of being alone, which everybody should have a fear of being alone. When I say be alone, guys, I don't really mean be alone. I'm alone, all right, alone with my purpose. And that's not like I'm sitting in the fucking room staring at the wall talking about something. I'm happy being alone. No, anybody will go crazy doing that shit. If you lock me in a jail cell in solitary and I'm just sitting there, I won't think, oh, I'm happy being alive. I'll go fucking crazy. Anybody will go fucking crazy. The reason I have mastered the ability to be alone is because I have purpose in life. That's how I've mastered the ability to be alone. It's not like I'm some fucking weirdo sitting in a fucking room playing with my goddamn dick telling myself I'm happy to be alone. That's not the case. I can be alone because I have purpose, and purpose occupies my life. All right, guys. And so when you have a woman that's getting on your fucking nerves and you had purpose before you met her, what you started to think in your head is, man, you know what? I was happier before I even fuck with this woman. And that's why you break up with her. You can't do that when you was fucking lonely as shit before you. So you when you don't have purpose in life, what you started thinking is, man, you know what? She's a headache, but my life was pretty shitty before I met her. And I had a whole lot of lonely nights. And so, you know what? I just take her shit, man, because it's better than being alone. And so, guys, the point of me saying all this shit, man, is it's the mindset. Once you develop the mindset, I have purpose. That's why I went on Choosing Signals. I mean, and even then, I'd be like, you know what? I don't even want to talk. I get like that, guys. I get like that. Sometimes I go to the club Saturday night. Before I even leave the house, I'm like, I'm not even talking to nobody tonight. I'm just going to go have me three jobs. I don't give a fuck if a bitch pull her titties out and show them to me. I'm not talking tonight. I get like that. Because I'm so content, I got my couple of chicks I'm already dealing with. I'm happy. And I'm like, you know what? I ain't even much in the mood to take on no prospects right now. Test back next week. That's how I act sometimes, guys. And then for all you guys, well, what if one of them bitches leave out there? Who gives a fuck? When you have purpose in life, I can either fill their time with working on more of my purpose, or I know how to go out and have a couple of drinks on my own. I don't even give a fuck. It's the mindset. The mindset is the great equalizer. A lot of you motherfuckers claim to be MGTOW, claim to be red pill, and you're fucking phonies. You're fucking phonies. You're guys over here that are basically claim to be red pill or MGTOW. Where the fuck you claim? And the only reason you claim that is because no women want you. And you're a phony. The first girl that really show you some attention, all that red pill shit gonna go right out the fucking window. I'm red pill for real. All right, guys. And I don't classify myself as a MGTOW, but I'm a man that is happy being alone with my purpose, guys. Until you develop that mindset, women gonna always rule over you. Always. Oh, your whole life will be controlled about women. Choosing, any of you guys that want to bang 100 women a year, I'm telling you right now, you ain't going to get there doing no damn choosing signals. I'm going to tell you that right now. You, any of you guys want to bang 100 women a year? Y'all guys, since I haven't done choosing signals all my life, I started doing choosing signals, guys, when I got on my purpose. When I became a fucking, when I got my security company, not when I became pregnant, when I got my security company and my time became booked as shit, when I just came too busy, I just had the mindset of, you know what, man, and it comes from, you know, being, you start to feel successful and you start to feel entitled to, I only want to deal with women who have high interest in me. That's where that shit comes from. That came with me right around the time I started my security company. That's when I started to get that mindset. And, you know, that I won't say I had a passion for that, but it did make my time busy as shit. All right, and it gave me the mindset that, you know, I don't even need women like that. All right, do y'all, any of y'all guys think I'm fucking 50 women a year right now? Hell no. Do I fucking care? I'm much happier right now dealing with the couple of chicks I'm doing and being on my purpose in life than I ever was fucking 50, 60, 70 women a year. You know what? You know how many headaches I had to go through dealing with women? You know how much bullshit? I hope y'all don't think that I went up and met 70 women and I fucked 70 women. If I fucked 70 women a year, then that means I probably had dealt with probably 300. And that was 300 or 400 and 50 or 60 was all I can fuck out of it. Y'all guys know how much texting and bullshit? Man, please. So you tell me this. Which one you think I'd rather be doing? Working on a goddamn book or trying to fuck all them goddamn crazy ass bitches? All right, guys. I'm a much happier person right now doing what I love to do than I ever was fucking those all those bitches. Now, will I come out of retirement one day? Maybe I will. Once I get to where I want to get in life and shit like that. But even then, I'm still going to be on my choosing signals. Even because, you know, you grind for a little while and then you let your life, you live more of a social life. All right. That's what it's all about. It's not about grinding until the day you die. I'll be the first one to tell you that. But once I create financial freedom, quite frankly, I already got it. But I'm still hungry for more. But when the day comes to where, and any of y'all guys wondering when that day going to come, that's going to be when I feel like I don't have anything left. And I'm always going to make videos, right? But I'm talking about as far as writing books and shit. When I felt like everything I needed to say has been said. And so when I get through writing the books, that's when I'm going to have more time on my hand, because that what takes up a lot of my time. But so even then, guys, I'm still going to have the mindset of I don't need women. That's the whole mindset you guys have to develop. Until you develop that, women just have to be a byproduct. All right, I'll get back with you guys later, man.
Hey, podcast listener. Remember to rate and review the podcast. It helps with the algorithm. Also, if you want to become a part of our listenership, check the show notes to donate any dollar amount. Thanks in advance.